It's a stumper end, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever use Bodark posts?
No, I never did use any of them. People don't use them much here.
Too much oak, huh?
No. They've got to where now they use cedar mostly. Them Bodarks will, sort of like I heard them talking about one time, this much fella's talking about them Bodarks last a lifetime. The old boy said, yes, they will. Said, Dad tried it twice. But if you ain't careful, let's get them steepers in sure enough right way, they'll, when they begin to get dried out good, you know, here, put this.
Oh, thank you.
They'll, split them posts, split and steeper come out. It's hard to keep a steeper in them. I think they've got to making some though now that'll, don't do that, they'll stay with them.
Are those Bodark posts sometimes called hedge posts?
Yeah. And sometimes they call them catalpas that. Sometimes they locust, black locust.
What sort of a post does that make?
They're pretty good posts.
They ever make wooden fences here in the early days, or was there ever that much wood?
Yeah. They used to have a few what's called old rail fences. They'd split them, that timber up, you know, and just like you was making posts, only they'd be 10 feet long. And build this fence, and let them cross them this way a little, you know. And then just on up about 5 or 6 high. Then they'd put a straddle of them this way, you know, and 2 up this way, and then lay one on top. That's what they call a stake and rider. Well, there's pretty good fences, but...
Give them a cheap top rail, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and it's a lot of work, though.
Yeah, I expect.
But you know, that's all us old country fellas used to know was work. They wasn't nothing else.
How'd you put your posts in the ground?
Well, we had what called post augers. Still have them.
Did you always dig a hole?
Oh, yeah.
Never had any places you could drive them, huh?
Yeah, I didn't want to drive them. Most time you could dig a hole quicker than you could drive them. And you sharpened them, the end of them.
Yeah.
Told them you could dig them, put them down, don't take very long. I've dug nearly a half mile of post holes, about every 4 steps, 5, in less than half a day. I was about 17 when I was doing that.
I guess the work's gone out of it now if you got tractors to do it.
Oh yeah, they've got them augers, you know, to drive up and set that auger and let her down, you know, and she goes turning, boy, you can just see her going down. It ain't a minute till it's down.
Telephone company has a nice rig to drill their holes. Do they ever use rocks or stones for that?
No, not in this country.
Not enough?
There wasn't enough rock here.
My gosh, my belt's getting tight.
Someone said, Tom, you're getting fat. I said, fat me eye, where you get that? I'm getting fat. I said, I bought me a new belt here a while back. I had one notch left on it. And I said, I've taken it up. And I said, by golly, I'll numb that juicy thing. Back it'll run out of us that way.
I hope I can direct mine way over there.